Beyond a Broken Sky, written by Suzanne Fortin and read by Tamsin Kennard. It had been a long day working in Rice's department store, and Alice Renshaw was relieved it was finally over. She made her way down the rear staircase to the ground floor, where her friend Jess was waiting for her. "Sorry I'm late," she said. "Bloody Mrs. Travers made me take an inventory of all the knitting wool." "I'm glad I don't have to work in haberdashery," said Jess. "Yeah, menswear is much more exciting than fabric and yarn," agreed Alice. "You wouldn't have thought that today," said Jess. "I had to serve a man in his 80s, looking for a new shirt. It took ages. He was so fussy. Now, had it been a nice young man or a soldier, that would have been a different matter. But 80? Come on, how is that fair?" Alice laughed as they went out of the rear door of the department store. "Maybe you'll find yourself a nice, rich, older man. One who has a particular penchant for ties or socks or vests." Jess pulled a face. "It's all right for you to joke about it. At least you've got Loverboy." "Loverboy? If you mean USM and Brett Cunningham, then yes," replied Alice with a grin. She slipped her arm through Jess's. "There's a dance on the base tomorrow night. You're going to come, aren't you? Brett's friend Howard will be there." Jess shrugged. "I don't know. Howard's got a girlfriend back home in America." "Still come, though," said Alice. "He likes you. As a friend, I don't want to go on my own." "Aha! So that's why you want me to go." "No, it's not. We always do things together. Come on, please, Jess. I've got a spare pair of stockings you can wear." "That's bribery, but worth it. Sheer nylon with a seam up the back." Alice raised her eyebrows at her friend. One of the benefits of an American boyfriend was the luxury items that they just couldn't get in England anymore. Jess sighed. "Oh, all right. But can't you see if Brett's got another friend, preferably one that's single?"
"I'll see what I can do."
They caught the bus home and spent the 15-minute journey to their Suffolk village talking about what they were going to wear for the dance. Alice had exhausted every item in her meagre wardrobe since she'd started dating Brett. "I thought I might have a look at my mum's clothes," she said, tamping down the sadness that accompanied the thought. "Ah, that will be nice," said Jess. "She'd have loved that." "They're in a suitcase at the back of my wardrobe. Dad wanted to throw them out, but I wouldn't let him." Alice had actually got into a huge row with her dad about the clothes. He'd been all for throwing them on the fire, but Alice hadn't been able to bear the thought. For the same reasons it pained her father to keep any of her mother's possessions, it pained Alice to even contemplate letting them go. In the end, she'd persuaded her dad to let her hold on to them if she promised to keep them tucked away where he wouldn't have to face looking at them on a daily basis. The bus pulled up outside the village shop, and the girls hopped off before walking home. They lived just a few doors apart in a row of terraced cottages, and as they reached Alice's house, she could see the glow of the standard lamp in the living room. Her father worked as a gardener at